Well, on Sunday afternoon, the Knights of Columbus presented a check to Life Skills Training Center in the amount of $48,393. Been joined by Justin Frecking, who serves as the chairperson of the annual phone-a-thon. Justin, obviously a good amount, maybe not quite as much as what your goal had hoped for, but kind of share with us a little bit about this amount that was given to Life Skills.
Yeah, another tremendous year. We want to thank all of our guys, all the help at Life Skills for stepping up and continuing this tradition of 41 years calling residents of Plymouth County. Still a, the number may not have been as big as last year, but countywide it was still extremely good, 53,000 and change, 53,770. So another fantastic year. The residents of Lamar's know how to keep this thing going. We wouldn't be doing it if our residents didn't support us. So it makes it easy for our guys to come in on Saturday and make calls all day long when you got the community behind you.
I guess let's kind of really quickly just talk about the difference between the $53,700 that was raised and the $48,393 that was given to Life Skills. The other portion actually goes to Special Olympics?
Correct. 10% of the proceeds, and 100% of the proceeds are given back. We don't have any dollars taken out of this, so 10% goes to Life Skills Training Center. I'm sorry, the Iowa Special Olympics every year. The amount this year is right around $5,000, so Life Skills ends up with $48,393, and the difference goes to Iowa Special Olympics, which in turn does get utilized by a lot of the clients here in Lamar's, as Plymouth County as well. But we want to also make a note that this $53,770 is all of Plymouth County. So Akron has their phone calling day along with us, and Remsen and Kingsley has a breakfast, and then the residents of Hinton as well. So, yeah, it's a big community Plymouth County effort, not just Lamar's.
And this has been going on for 37 years?
41
years. Okay. You know, and obviously Plymouth County and Lamar's, all the entire area community, very generous. Go ahead and give a word about that as to the appreciation extended out there and why it is you feel that a lot of people from Plymouth County steps up in response to this.
Yeah, we still think there's a lot of support behind this program because we do get to see the benefits here in town. You still will see the clients of Life Skills Training Center all over town, working, doing their part to help serve our residents as well. So I think the community really takes this as a sense of pride and a way to support a lot of their own family, their own friends. And it's great what Life Skills does for our community. And so there's a number of things, obviously, to donate to. And this one, I think, is such a good, they got a great name behind them. They do all the right things. They provide a lot to our community. So I think the community, in turn, likes to support them and their efforts.
You know, in an era where people oftentimes, they'll look at their phone and they won't pick up the phone or stuff like that, what does it say about people, the phone-a-thon and the support that you guys actually get?
Yeah, it feels a lot like a throwback. It's a throwback to probably better times. It's a throwback to when people talked on the phone as opposed to doing the texting. We could change this up a little bit and do a different virtual fundraiser type, but this really is a nostalgic event at this point in our lives. We still get phone lines donated to us to make those phone calls, so it doesn't cost a lot of energy, but it's a great time for our guys to contact their neighbors on the telephone, talk to them, share a few quick, how's grandma doing? They have little conversations and then get the pledge as well. So this isn't your big pledge drive where you just call everybody and anybody. It's these people that are at home are looking forward to the phone calls on this day. So I think that as well. If we didn't get them that day, and they'll call in the next day and say, we never got a phone call. What's up? And we either missed them or didn't get to all the phone calls, or there was a lot of people have moved to cell phones. So it's hit and miss on a lot of those phone calls. So that's why the numbers might be going down a little bit. But every year we encourage people to give us cell phones so they can continue to get those phone calls and they can continue to do their part to help support the residents and this community.